Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Yeah, bom, course. Yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
Drive moment time. Cha cha.
Yeah. Okay.
We have a drive moment today.
Yeah.
When is quitting or letting go not a bad idea? That's what we're talking about. You know, sometimes you feel like you're in a situation like maybe spanning. Maybe at work. Earlier on, we got a voice note, someone saying M7s and they feel depressed and all those things. And sometimes you feel like you want to quit. Nah, I wanna let go, man. As in, let me just go home. When is it not a bad idea? I think, you know, when it doesn't include, like when your health, you know, when your health is involved now. Like you're stressed, you're depressed.
You're suffering.
You're using words like depression, alcohol grand. You don't sleep at night. I think it's time to let go.
Yeah, I think on the flip side, it also boils down to, you know, obviously health, maybe age as well.
Yeah. Sure.
Another good example would be, I've heard a lot of people putting a lot of pressure on Joe Biden to quit, you know, because of his age.
Yeah.
And the concern, obviously, is that how is he going to run America for the next 4 years? Which America's never, they never thought about it.
Yeah.
They've just been caught off guard. Is it up to you or up to him? But you know what? You are running a country which you don't own.
Mm.
So sometimes you need to listen to the masses. But when it comes to tennis, you've got people like Andy Murray, who had a hip replacement. You also have the other guy, the French guy. What's his name? What's this other guy, man, who also had injuries recently, man? He's the best when it comes to clay.
Ah, not Nadal.
Nadal. Oh. Yes, Nadal and Roger Federer. When people were questioning, you know, why are they still around? Do you know? Those are individual sports for me. And it's up to them to decide whether they want to bounce or not. As an individual, you need to look at yourself and say, am I ready to leave or should I stay? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, when I was talking to Andy earlier, I even made the example, Simon Cowell. When Simon Cowell left Idols, he said, I am quitting while I am on top because a winner knows when to leave.
Mm.
There are things that you must leave on a high. Usain Bolt, I think, did the same thing.
Sure.
He quit while he was still
My thing with Will Bolton is that he had a hamstring injury.
He was still high.
He had to stop.
He was still high. He was still high.
He could have recovered.
He could have recovered.
We don't know.
If Nadal can have a hip replacement and come back and play.
Hamstring.
What was a hamstring? You know, but I do think that the tricky part is that as humans, we are always attached to the fantasy of what we were promised at the beginning.
Yeah.
And that is the reason why we can't leave. Relationships are exactly that. You hang on to that guy who gives you nothing but tears, nothing but sleepless night, because of the fantasy, the promise. You know how and you're like,
you're still holding on.
Am I going to leave? I mean, you know, the first few months were great, but the last 10 years have been horrific.
Yeah, you're still hoping that tomorrow
it will go back to number one, you know.
That's
so I do think that, you know, it feels like it's easy, but
it's not,
it isn't. It really, really isn't. But the good time to quit is when you are crying, even at work. If I ever cry at work,
you cry every day.
I will type up that email.
Don't come
that
to work tomorrow.
I'm that person.
I cry at work.
I could feel bad, ne?
Or be angry.
Ngakhala.
No, if I cry, I'm done.
If I cry, it's done.
I'd like to see you crying. 3 a.m.
is when I want me to finish this thing. Can I express myself? You guys can't take anything. Anyway, when is quitting and letting go not a bad idea? I say, mina masengi mbr. Chayile babethu. Ngathi mbr. I say correct.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I need a policy. Anyone who can advise what kind of a policy I need to work with this one.
Client age, Khomotso. You know, Ayadak walks into the studio like, Nilula.
Exactly. Who's like, I'm young. About contacts that I'm sending to the team. And she's like,
I was stunned. I'm not gonna lie. People were standing.
Did I shout?
Because you were shouting.
I didn't shout at you. You were shouting at me.
Come on, so you gotta be the reason why we quit.
Oh,
quit.
Yeah, like
quit.
Because now today we're talking about when is quitting not a bad idea.
So ngaletho pitle yokukhwitha kunzima as black people for us to just quit. So mina emsebenzini ngaya eVescopis ngicabangela mental health yami. I shame mangibuya ngathi ngine Down syndrome because I can't quit umsebenzi. So homot asas.
Eshiya ne the topic le yokuthi you don't feel umsebenzi. I'm doing it uba ne. But I'm just doing it kona my because I just need to make something. But I accept feel I didn't. Kor every day ki spana. Kor ki feel a nar ki chwara ke borro kuginse ki driver. Like I know. I think it's time kor ki
kuhay. You know, I think and being an Uber driver, I think is also one of the toughest jobs. Because
yep.
I think you can sit for hours without getting any call. You know, I think that's why most of them end up sleeping in the car.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it is a frustration. Even actually driving a taxi is even much better. Because, you know, we are driver in the north. Because slow shout to NG. Quick. One person will come out, get into the car. I'd rather actually drive a taxi.
Oh my gosh.
Trust me. Also, if you drive a taxi, there's so many of them. You can always go and hang out with them. The Uber
and
driver.
And have a conversation.
Yeah. Ma Uber paka panzu geslasa. It's just you alone. Yeah, it's a tough job. That's why I say we are privileged. Abanye abasebenza ama double jobs. SABC, basebenza la. I go in voice. Nesanda sebuhlungu. It keeps me guessing. Wondering, just like Rulani did too. Como she was guessing. What do you see? Where is he going? She just found out 10 minutes ago that he's going to one of the most beautiful countries on the continent, Morocco.
So I'll get to experience that.
You guys are going to Marrakesh.
Yes, we are.
Black Coffee does a lot of gigs there.
Is it?
In Marrakesh. The food is to die for.
But let's just say shout out to Pizzo Msiman. Shout out to Pizzo for making making us aware. It's possible. It's supposed now run is I'm trying to serious because of Pizzo.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brad Pizzo Shem.
Yeah, and you know what? I think what Pizzo did for Rolani, it just shows all of us that even if we are in a position of power or we are doing well and that person is is below us, we should not be scared to give the person who's below us an opportunity. Because that person below you 10 years from now can open doors for you that you could not open. Do you know what I mean?
The wise say that a candle loses no light by lighting up.
Yeah, I knew you were going to talk about candles.
Now he's out there, has a technical team that has just resigned to Sundowns.
I don't know.
Hello?
And, you know, chances are one day he may go to Europe and ask Peter to be his assistant.
Who knows?
Do you know what I mean? Live. Yeah, she's a funny thing, Shem.
Yeah.
I think once you think about the near future without that particular thing that's stressing you, be it work or a relationship, and you feel that you can survive, then it's okay. You know that it's okay because you've made an exit plan subconsciously.
Komoto, can you please tell us, what do you do once you've cried, you've sent the email, what happens the next day? Where do you go from there? Because I find that it's not that easy. Some of us have cried so many times and it's difficult to just send that email because the bills are coming again at the end of the month. What do you do? What is the next step?
Quita daki. Yeah. I mean I have a gazelle. I have a corner. Yo, go vamo to amu dimu. Untengos. I ka. I'm manning bambi lang bambi con. Mtu we lang tuga con. I askis.
Yeah.
You know, and the lady raises a very, very important point that, you know, you've sent the email now, bills are coming and you've quit.
Yeah.
You were able to garner enough strength to leave work. But now you have bills that are coming. And I do think one of the very first, you know, it talks about that. I think we are bad at making exit plans.
Mm.
We should have exit plans.
100%.
Stash something away so that you can even give yourself time. I'm not saying it's going to work out that way.
Yeah, give yourself
a couple
of months.
But you're giving yourself 3 months. You're like, in 3 months, I'll find a job. And with this stash, I would have been able 100%. To survive for the next 3 months without this job so that I can go and find another job.
And you know, most of the time, when it comes to your job, right, you are managed or your boss. It's not a person who owns the company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've always believed that I will not be forced to leave a job because of a boss, a person who does not own the company. Do you know what
That's
I mean?
Wise,
and the funny thing is, once you quit, right, a month later, the very same person leaves the job.
Yes. You know what I want to say, Khumus? I hear what you're saying. We don't have exit plans. How many of us are seated at home with qualifications and everything?
Too many.
There's so many. So the little that is working right now, we're making sure that we hold on to what we have.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, Guti, I don't want to see myself, because I know, first of all, I'm the less qualified to be where I am.
Yeah.
There's someone way more qualified that is out there. So while I'm here, let me take all
that
what
I can.
What you throw at me, ngizobekezela, I'll go home and pray about it. Ngizovuka ngo 12 or ngo 3 ngibekezele.
Yeah.
As cold as it is at work right now, ngizobekezela, because the single is told, I know. I'm not sharing this bread, new one.
But you know what? Do you know what our kids need? Let me tell you what our kids need. Our kids need to see us being courageous. I think there's so much wrong in the world because maybe we didn't see the courage from people that came before us. I think being courageous is part of a big part of actually being able to do things that seem a bit more audacious or even slightly more crazy. Because regasakhona udula rutshile at the corner and scared to act because we are like, yo, if I act this way, everything is going to fall apart. Because what? How does it feed us? Then we are depressed adults at 70. We're still trying to heal the kids in us. And 2 minutes later, we are dying.
So you're saying our kids need to learn from us that we are courageous.
Yes.
Are you implying or, you know, saying that, you know, whatever problems we go through, you know, be it personal or at work, you should share them with your kids?
Not necessarily share them with your kids, but I do think that when your kid sees that every time you come back from work, you're completely worn out, you're stressed, you are depressed, they then start inhibiting that same thing. Whereas there are some instances that you are actually well within your right to stand up for yourself. It's not easy. I know it's nice because I'm talking. You know, I'm not actually doing it. But it's something that we really, really need to dig deep and find a way to do it.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I've been in this workplace retail for almost a full decade. I've went from my bachelor's degree, studied and then did something on the side. When I was supposed to sign a contract on the side, the company offered me something better. So I quit Lendo Benyens and Skolweni because it was just my practicals. Then I signed the contract. It's devastating. Every day I have to jump, check who I'm working with today, just to control your behavior, because you cannot be sarcastic, you cannot be funny, like you cannot work to your full potential without feeling oppressed. And at the end of the day, I cannot quit because I'm the only breadwinner in here. Ishaya lapho ke.
I am coming from an exit plan right now, which is to be qualified at what I am doing. It's very hard that you're in a company for 10 years and everyone around you is employed permanently but you. And even the people that don't even have the qualifications for what you are doing, you still come back and you pray about it and you go back and you realize that the peace that you have, you know, almost had stroke last year just trying to think about everything that's going on and the unfairness and stuff. But then you come back, you wake up and you realize how many people get food because of your skedegede. So it's important to have exit plans. It's important to have spiritual grounding and an understanding of your life.
I understand where Khumotso is coming from. We need to be more courageous. As a Black nation, we are too apologetic. We are the types that would go, hey, maruyaza belong banjan. Hey, maranyege si itoli. Maramina, hey, nyege nito, I'm not worthy of it. This is the reason why the list that Gaten McKenzie of the people who benefited comes or is filled with more white people than Black people. We are too apologetic, Tina. We don't even think we are worthy of things. We are not courageous enough. And that is why we will always set a bad example or an apologetic example again to our kids. So I fully agree with you, Khumotso.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Khumotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.